You know that I can have any man that I want when we go out, don't you? Of course you do. I mean, really. I have a beautiful body that just won't quit, or at least that's what the boys at the bar say. My personality will draw anyone within 20 feet to me. My intelligence and wit, well, that speaks for itself. I've never been in a conversation that was, over my head. Do you ever wonder why I'm actually with you? I mean, really wonder. Other than the fact that you have an education, make a decent amount of money, and you look good on my arm, do you really think that I would put up with your, inadequacy in the bedroom? Well, we're going to do something about that inadequacy, starting right now. We, you and I, are going to go out, and with your GQ smile, your Harvard smarts, and flashy spending, we're going to find you a partner. Absolutely we are. We're going to go out to the bars, the pubs, the clubs. We're going to find you a date. However, I am going to pick who you pick up. We'll find the girls that I know will fall for your line of BS. The ones that are sure fucks, as you and your friends like to call them. You'll wine and dine them all night long, all the while I'm watching you. When you bring them home, you'll take them to the guest room, by the way, because I won't allow anyone else in my bed. You'll do your best. I mean, I know you aren't the swiftest thing in the bedroom, but you'll still give it a good try to seduce them. You'd better not try to do the whole wham-bam thank you ma'am treatment either. For me, you'd better at least give your feeble effort at foreplay. See, I know that foreplay gets you close, and that's exactly what I want. I want you to fumble your way through the act, the same way that you do with me. I'm not being cruel, you see. I'm just sharing the wealth. I've had enough of the same weekend routine, but I know that you haven't, so I'm going to allow you to give someone else the same sad song and dance you call bedtime romance. While you're trying to have sex with her, I'll be taping it and watching it from another room in the house with my well-hung stud of the evening that I picked up the same night. After about 10 minutes, or, well, rather in your case, 5 minutes, when you're spent and laying on your side of the bed, panting and wheezing, I'm sure that she'll be appalled and fed up with your performance and call a cab to get out of there. By the way, if she laughs or makes fun of your performance, oh my God, that will even make the night better for me. Once she's left, well-hung stud and I will come out. We will, try our best to stifle our laughter and invite, no, not invite, order you into our room. Yes, that same room that we consummated our marriage in, and let you watch us show you how a man really takes a woman. I'll fuck him, suck him, and make him feel like the man he really is and the man that you aren't. We may do it 3, 4, even 5 times. Hell, we'll at least do it until my muscles are sore. It's been so long since I've felt any kind of fatigue from sex with you. As soon as we're done, we'll clean up the room, of course. Pour Stud and I a glass of wine, and we'll set up the video playback. Oh, don't worry. There'll be a camera taping us as well. When we're done, we'll all sit down, you on the floor, of course, and we'll have to figure out where it all went wrong for you, in bed and in your sex life, maybe with a little audio-visual side-by-side comparison. This is Miss Bella. You can reach me at 1-800-601-6975 or stop by my blog at phonesexfetishgirl.com.